When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yeah, time for the Clips of the Week. Andy, would you care to give us the first one?
I would, and we start with Alan Brazil on Breakfast, talking boxing and shock news.
Frank Warren, I'm really looking forward to hearing what Frank's got to say about this forthcoming fight in Vegas, Deontay Wilder against the Gypsy King. Eamon Holmes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what he calls himself these days?
I fancy Wilder in that one.
Yeah, I think it'd be a hell of a fight. Yeah, yeah, what a new nickname there for Eamon. Who knew? And staying with Alan and boxing, we sense over the next few months this may become his new Cristiano Ronaldo.
Also, boxing DeTony Wilder.
He got it right first time. He got the Deontay, but he gets it in his head, doesn't he? He's like Cristiano Ronaldo.
He knows it's not DeTony, but he can't think what it is, so he just says DeTony.
DeTony, yeah.
Here's the Mirror's Darren Lewis on the Sports Bar with a great Muttley.
Very good Muttley.
You're still looking good. You're still looking trim.
Thank you, but I haven't
been to a
night.
You're still pulled a ladies.
Well, I can't. I'm married.
Well, you can't.
Oh, it's like really, wacky racism.
I love
back.
It. It's really good.
Very good.
Might make that my ringtone. It's
very
fantastic.
Good, now, here's Ben Fletcher crossing to cricket correspondent John Norman, who suddenly gets a bit public school.
Watching day four of the third test for Talk Sport. Good morning, John Norman.
Good morning, Fletcher.
Oh, good morning, Fletcher. Or he may be channeling a bit of porridge. I don't know. Maybe he sees himself as Fulton Mackay. So, anyway, what's next, Jacobs?
Yes, sir. This is Dean Saunders on Breakfast.
I am in big trouble if my captain comes out and says, as a manager, I'm in big trouble if my captain comes out and says...
It's weird that, isn't it?
But Dean said it twice.
To be fair, we've actually cut the clip down because this is actually how it went out.
I am in big trouble if my captain comes out and says, as a manager, I'm in big trouble if my captain comes out and says... I am in big trouble if my captain comes out and says... As a manager, I'm in big trouble if my captain comes out and says... I am in big trouble if my captain comes out and says... As a manager,
so
I'm
was more than twice, clearly.
We'll never know what he actually said.
No, I mean, I'd love to know what his captain came out and said, but we never got there. They went to an ad break, I think. That's what happened.
Is it next?
Yeah, it's
Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues with news of a fishing competition.
Following on from my chat with England international match anglers Matt Godfrey and James Dent last week, I can tell you that James finished fifth of the 48 anglers fishing last Sunday's Riverfest qualifier on the River Yare.
The River Yare? I've never heard
Is
of that
a river? Yeah.
I've never heard of it. It must be. Nigel wouldn't say it otherwise. I've never heard of the River Yare.
You were saying on the River Yare.
Yeah, the River Yare. Look. The River Yare. Look. That's the Aussie River Yare. Although it has allowed Nigel to team up with Usher.
Peace up. A-Town. Yeah.
Okay. On the River Yare. Yeah. 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 On the River Yare.
He loves his fishing, old Usher.
Yeah,
he's off and down there, isn't he? He's a roach pole, luncheon meat.
That's him, that's
the
man.
Bit of cheese, trying to catch chub.
Anyway, let's head over to Beaky at Ewood Park for a score update.
And it's another goal for Reading. Blackburn Rovers 2, Reading 0. It has to be said that they've reacted very well, the visitors, to that goal. They've looked much more confident. Big shot, this one, if it stays like this. Blackburn Rovers 0, Reading 2.
Score's changed, isn't it?
What was the score?
What was the score? I've got no idea. Actually, as you may be aware, you know what's coming. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
That's not the first time Beaky has struggled with a scoreline. Take it away.
OK, Mansfield 1, Northampton 0 in that other player. Sorry, Mansfield 0, Northampton 1. Mansfield 0, Northampton 1. Day getting the goal after 14 minutes of play. Northampton 0, Mansfield 1. I beg your pardon, let me get it right. Northampton 0, Mansfield 1 in that other playoff semi-final, which is going on today. That's the Division 3 playoff semi-final. So it's Mansfield 0, Northampton 1. Sorry, it's Northampton 0, Mansfield 1. Let me get it absolutely right. In that other playoff semi-final, which is going on today.
Only Jeff Peters knows what the score was. No one else knows.
And Day scored for Reading the other day. It's amazing, really.
It's incredible, isn't it? Yeah. So next, Andy, what is it?
It's Sam Matterface talking Stoke.
They won't overreact if they do have a bad start. We've never had a perfect start, but it hasn't been an awful start either. That whole monk, you know, ostrich around the neck, though, is the idea of getting that first one in the league.
That ostrich round the neck. I've never heard that before. You have the albatross round the neck, then you have the...
Well, I saw an albatross with his head buried in the sand.
Did you really? Oh, yeah. That's strange. And you have that sort of monkey off your back. But you said a monk. You get that monk off your back. Well, that can't be easy, can it?
No, definitely not.
So anyway, thank you. I don't overanalyse that. No. I wonder how Alan Brazil and Mike Parry are doing on the Saturday warm-up.
22. What were you doing when you were 22?
When I was 22, Al, that was the year after I was 21.
Yeah, there we are.
Well, you can't argue with that.
Much the same, really, I would imagine.
Back to Nigel on Fisherman's Blues, discussing a rare fishing book.
Yeah.
Published in 1953, Dick Walker introduced his revolutionary techniques to the coarse fishing world, laying the foundation for the school of specimen hunting, which has continued to this day. Richard can't find his original copy, which is a shame, as when I looked online last night, copies are changing hands for £120. I've got a copy somewhere too, but I'm not sure where it is. Richard may have misplaced the book, which he thinks he lent to someone who didn't return it.
Yeah, you by the sound of it.
Exactly.
Now you've lost it. That's £120 down the Swanee. It's probably next to the Louis Vuitton ball. Yeah,
exactly.
Imagine it sitting there somewhere, isn't it? And finally, Andy, what do you want to tell us?
It's your co-commentator Mick McCarthy at Chelsea v Arsenal last Saturday.
Charlie Pomerata, he was the one, he was the lone striker, he was away and he's there's nobody in the box. I think he's got Will.i.am trying to get in from the far side.
Yeah, Will.i.am.
Of course
Will.i.am, because not a lot of people know that Mick McCarthy is a huge fan of the Black Eyed Peas. Did you not know that?
No, I didn't know that.
He's a huge fan of the band.
Really?
And here's the proof.
I've got a feeling, you know, that tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, tonight's going to be a good, good night. Mm. Tonight's going to be a good night. You know, tonight's going to be a good night. Now, tonight's going to be a good, good night. Oh, TC, you know, tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, tonight's going to be a good night. Yeah, tonight's going to be a good, good night. Tonight's the night we go for it. I've got no budget, can't spend it up. Go out and smash it, like, oh my God. Jump for that corner, I just send him off. Oh, yeah, tonight's gonna be a good night. Yeah, tonight's gonna be a good night. Yeah, tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Come on, lads, join in. Sorry. Sackcloth and ashes, let me tell you. Come on, join me.
Good old Mick, eh? Wasn't it good of him to do
tremendous.
That for us?
Yeah,
he does love the... There he is. He does love the Black Eyed Peas. So, there we are. Thank you to J-Mo... Is it J-Mo?
Thank you to Ian Dante.
Well, no, that was coming up. Ian Dante, that was Mick McCarthy, I think you'll find. Thank you, Dance. J-Mo in Somerset, Greg Morgan, David Clark, Dwayne Dwops... Oh. Arnold Anderson, can you dig it? These aren't funny anymore. There's too many of them. Anthony Finley, Roger in Durham, Doris Shutt, Simon, Chris Pollard, Mark My Words. Used to be a fine poet on the tube called Mark My Words, maybe it's him. So there we are. There's all the people. And, of course, thanks to Dance for his fine work there on Mick McCarthy and Black Eyed Peas.
Don't miss Clips of the Week every Friday afternoon at 3:30 on the Hawksby and Jacobs Show on Talk Sport.
Is this sports talk?
No, it's TalkSport.
Well, TalkSport, whatever.
Available across the UK on DAB digital radio, online at TalkSport.com or via the TalkSport app.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.